Greg and Dan Show on WMBD. Greg Patton, Dan DiOrio. It's a gray kind of day, but not any longer, Danny. You know why? Because George Stiluto's here. Now, he brings the sunshine. George, the maestro of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. Good to see you again, buddy.
Good to see
you. What's going on? We got a big show coming this weekend. Tell me about it.
We have a wonderful show out at Grace Presbyterian on Saturday, and it's French music, cello concerto with your guest here, Christine Lamprea, and a horn concerto with a hornist from the Chicago Symphony, and then a wonderful French symphony that's just delightful. It's just all great, beautiful music to sit and relax with.
Well, we're going to talk to her in a second, but I want you to ramp us up to it. So okay. Tell me about Christine.
I met Christine when we were both at Juilliard, and we actually did a project for Juilliard down in Ecuador, and that's where I first got to know her, because I, you know, heard her teaching and interacting and playing, and she's a fantastic cellist, but she's also great in a community. So I've been working for years to get her here, but with, you know, COVID and everything that happened, right, it just seemed to get pushed back, and finally I've got her here, so we're really happy that she's here.
We're going to ask all the questions. Christine, hi.
Howdy.
Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
You said howdy. You're not from Texas.
I am actually from Texas.
Gosh darn it. I should have gone with my gut and just said it. I should have just said it.
I didn't
That's
just say
the way
that
we
because
speak.
I'm out in Illinois.
That's the way we speak in Texas.
Yeah.
Tell me about the journey that is your musical life. How did it all get going? And
well, I started playing the cello in San Antonio, Texas.
As a child, a little
in
one?
In the fifth grade.
Yeah. Do you remember why?
Well, I wanted to play the bass. I mean, the cello is so boring. No, I'm kidding. I love the bass because I wanted to play jazz. And I brought this proposition to my parents, and they measured out the backseat of the car and the bass. And we negotiated, and I negotiated down to a cello.
Yeah, so you darn Subaru. Yeah. You're not big enough for the bass. That is hilarious.
Yeah, isn't you're in Texas. You're supposed to have a pickup truck.
I know. My parents had just moved to Texas. They hadn't gotten that.
They didn't know what
memo.
To do yet.
Yeah.
That is so funny how somebody's journey really is altered by something as simple as, well, it wasn't big enough to hold the bass.
Yeah.
It could be a whole different conversation that we're having, right?
Yeah, I tell that joke to kids and they don't get it. They're like, yeah, that's totally right. What's funny?
So you play high school and then all that stuff, and then off to where after
that? I go to Juilliard for my undergrad degree.
Nice.
Yeah. And then New England Conservatory in Boston for
master's. Can I ask that question about, George, you can help me with this too. To me and Danny, if you go to Juilliard, you have achieved some monumental thing that very few people get, rare fried air there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you announce or you know that you have been accepted, that must be a moment with your parents, right? Is that a moment like, oh my goodness?
Yeah, it was. They called me while I was in school, so my parents weren't around, and I just was in the hallway like
at
stunned.
Your high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Juilliard calls your high school and tells you you've been accepted.
Well, I had a cell phone at that time.
No, but yeah, I mean yeah. you're at school that day, so mm-hmm. you get to go home and deliver that information to your parents.
Yeah.
Man.
They were, you know, and my parents are from Colombia, South America. They immigrated here, started from not that much, and they built a beautiful life for me that I was able to make these choices to go into music and not have to worry so much. And so they were really honored. And
did they cry?
Yes. And then a few years ago, I received an award from the Sphinx organization that Sonia Sotomayor presented.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was kind of this beautiful.
Oh my goodness. Your journey is gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. And her parents are from Colombia.
Yeah, that is wild. Now, tell me about the concert in its totality and what Christine will do, George.
She's going to play the Saint-Saëns cello concerto, number one. And it's, how would you describe it? It's kind of fiery in certain respects and very...
It's Colombian. It's fiery.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
fiery.
And
yeah.
very romantic and beautiful in other sections. And I don't know, what's your take
on it? Yeah, it's straight out of the gate. You know, their orchestra has one note, and then I'm out of there like a horse in a horse race.
Right.
You know,
wow.
You know, and...
Back to your original jazz desires, right? You just go off. You just take off.
Mm-hmm.
And do you sometimes surprise yourself where you go?
Yes, and so that's a complicated like emotional, question. Emotionally. I don't know if I'm ready to answer that.
No,
on
it's
the
okay.
Radio.
It's early in the morning. No, yeah. No, seriously, I'm not a musician, so but I can see on people's faces that sometimes it goes areas where you weren't expecting it, but you're loving every second of it, right?
I think when you know the music well and you have a great collaborative partner, you can try different things, and there's some special moments that happen, and then there's some moments that you're like, well, that was supposed to be special.
Yeah, it was supposed to be that. Yeah.
Greg and I, we play jazz on the radio, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes like, well, that wasn't. That.
Yeah, our talking, we don't know where this is going to go every morning. No. We've been doing it for 18 years. We don't know exactly. We kind of know the path, but we don't know exactly what little offshoots we might take. Some days it's delightful. Some days we realize we don't know how to do this. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? It's just that. George, I know you can meet up with you before the concert, right? Tell us about that little part of it.
You mean the pre-concert?
Yeah, the pre-concert.
Yeah, so 6:30.
Not meet you personally, like in the parking lot or anything. But,
well, that's happened too. So the concert's at 7:30, but at 6:30, I do about a half hour discussion about what people are going to hear, what to listen for, what to enjoy in each piece, and kind of a little background on the composers and the performers.
Gives you a little bit richer understanding of where you're going to go. Especially if you're, I'm one of those people. I'm not schooled in what you do, and so it helps me to know what might be happening down the road here in a second.
Yeah, and we get, about, I don't know, it's become a little quite popular. We get about 100 people come in.
All right, do you need another ticket for that, or is that just arrive early?
No, just arrive early.
So, in a way, a lot of these concertos, everything you perform, is kind of a musical story in a way?
Yeah, you can look at it that way. There's the structure of these pieces is written in such a way that, would be very similar to how you were taught how to write an essay in school.
Oh, cool.
And that the structure is very much like that.
An opening, a body.
So you'll recognize a subject, and then the subject will come back, and you'll, there it is.
Oh, there, cool. So, Christine, will you play for us a little bit?
Yes.
Give us a taste of what we'll hear on Saturday, Peoria Symphony Orchestra. The March concert, The Sounds of Spring, Christine Lamprea. Now we can put that down a little bit. Good deal. Beautiful. That is simultaneously gorgeous and totally intimidating because your intensity on your face is just tremendous. Holy smokes. There's no hiding that this is what you were born to do, right? Oh, I really believe that.
You know what? And the music reminds me of the old, like in the scene from The Godfather, the old 1950s stage romance and drama.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of drama in that little piece right there. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, Saint-Saëns knew how to sell his music real quick.
Well, it is good to meet you. Congratulations on all your success.
Here's the tease of all this, Greg, is that every time George comes in, I still want him to cook me Italian food. Now we have someone from Colombia, so I want Italian Colombia food.
I think
experience.
That would be all right. I wish we'd have talked to her a week ago when she got into town.
No, it's probably better for your health.
Oh, it might not work out. Yeah, it's good to see you. And best of luck and safe travels and such. And George, it's always good to see you.
Good to see
you. If you want tickets to this show, which is Saturday at Grace Presbyterian, PeoriaSymphony.org.
Yep.
And get your tickets, buy them online, show up early for the little bit of a pre-concert lecture for about 30 minutes or so.
Yep.
And enjoy. Good to see you both. Thanks for coming
in.
Appreciate it.